Perikei Mishnah Chavdalid Hu Hoya Omer. Yehuda ben Tema used to say, Oz Panim LeGehenim, one who is brazen-faced, straight to Gehenim. Uboshas Panim, one who is shame-faced, is headed to Gan Eden. Hiratzim Milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Milkei Avoseinu, Shei Bane Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yimeinu, V'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sorosecha. May be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Beis HaMikdash should be speedily rebuilt in our time, and may we have a portion in your teaching. The latter statement of the Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda ben Tema, is very well known to any of us who are davening Shmoneh Esrei three times a day. When we take three steps back, this is what we say: Hiratzim Milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Milkei Avoseinu, Shei Bane Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yimeinu, V'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sorosecha. That's the source of that which we do three times a day. When we take the three steps back, is a statement of Rebbe Yehuda ben Tema. However, what we have to ask, and this is what many of the Mefarshim Mishnah are bothered by, is why is there a prayer? Why is there a tefillah? Why is there a Hiratzim in the middle of Avos? What is Yehuda ben Tema teaching us with the tefillah? There are no other tefillos in the Mishnayos and Avos. There are no tefillos bechlal in all the Mishnayos and Shas. And furthermore, what's the connection between the tefillah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, Shibane Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yimeinu, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt in our days, V'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sorosecha, and the earlier statement of Yehuda ben Tema, of Oz Panim LeGehenim, Uboshes Panim LeGan Eden, the brazen-faced is to Gehenim, and the shame-faced is to Gan Eden? These questions, as I just noted, are asked and raised by the classical Mefarshei HaMishnah. Let's begin with the Meiri. The Meiri says, actually, that this Mishnah was really the last Mishnah in all of Maseches Avos. This is the final Mishnah. Perikei Mishnah Chavdal is the last Mishnah of all Maseches Avos, and thus, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, who concluded and completed Mishnayos Avos, finished it with a tefillah. And his tefillah is, may we be zocha to the Beis HaMikdash, be speedily rebuilt in our days, and may we have a portion in the Torah. And that's an appropriate way to finish all of Maseches Avos, all of Mishnayos Avos, with a tefillah, with a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Sein Chalkeinu B'Sorosecha. The Vilna Gaon argues in his commentary on Avos with the Meiri and says, no. It's really a mistaken placement of this Mishnah. This is not the last Mishnah of Maseches Avos. Keep on going. You'll see there are multiple more Mishnah. Says the Vilna Gaon, this Mishnah and this statement, this Yihiratzon, this tefillah, this prayer, this Yihiratzon belongs at the end of Perikei, after Mishnah Chav Zayin. Indeed, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema was concluding Mishnayos Avos. However, it doesn't belong here because we still have a few Mishnayos left to go in Perik Chamishi, and thus it should have been the last Mishnah in all of Perikei. We won't discuss it now, but Perik Shishi, which we will begin next week, of Maseches Avos is really just an addition. There are really only five chapters to all Mishnayos Avos. Perek Shishi was an addition. Perek Kinyan HaTorah, which we will learn next week, beginning next week, was an addition to make sure that there are six chapters, so that there's one chapter for every single week between Pesach and Shavuos. But nonetheless, really, says the Vilna Gaon, this Yihiratzon, this statement of Yehuda ben Tema, this tefillah of Yehuda ben Tema, really, unlike the Meiri, belongs as the last Mishnah in all of Maseches Avos. However, this still begs another question, which many of the other Mefarshim and Mishnah note. And what is the correlation between the first half of the Mishnah and the second half of the Mishnah? Why is this specific tefillah, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Sein Chalkeinu B'Sorosecha, why is it piggybacking the first part of the Mishnah about a brazen face to Gehenim and a shame face to Gan Eden? All of the Mefarshim Mishnahs, in their own unique way, make the following point. The first part of the Mishnah talks about Azus Panim and Boshas Panim. Two contrasting concepts, brazen face versus shame face. Remember the last Mishnah, Mishnah Chav Gimel, said that we should be Oz Konamer, Yehuda ben Tema said, that we should be strong as a leopard. And you'll recall we also noted that that is the antonym, and it's the opposite of being Az Panim, of being very angry and shamefaced. Oz Konamer means strong as a leopard. Oz Panim means that one is shame-faced. What Yehuda ben Tema is teaching us is that in the end of days, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Sota, Chutz Bayaski, at the end of days, at the end of times, before Yemos HaMashpiach, there'll be terrible chutzpah. There'll be incredible amount of brazenness, of anger, of destruction, and behavior that's inappropriate. That's Azus Panim. Thus, when we see a tremendous amount of brazenness, we then say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, must be that we're at the end of days. It must be that we're coming to Yemos HaMashiach. We're coming to the days of the Messiah. And therefore, please, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hiratzim Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Melkei Avoseinu, Shibanei Beis HaMikdash B'mher V'yameinu V'seinu Chalkeinu B'sarasecha. May it be your will, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now that we're seeing this chutzpah yaski, we're seeing incredible, intense amount of chutzpah and appropriate behavior, very volatile language, and very poisonous words being spoken. Now, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now that we're seeing it, allow the Beis HaMikdash to come back. And of course, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, we all are familiar, the Psukim tell us in the Torah, and Mishnayos and Shas are through with it, that the Beis HaMikdash was a makom for Hashras HaShechina, and it was a place where people were calm, where people treated each other properly. All of Bnei Yisrael gathered together in the Beis HaMikdash. They were able to be united. Yerushalayim is Milashon Shalem, complete. Yerushalayim, there's complete shlemus and there's harmony. Leman Yilmad, Liras Hashem Lokecha, when we come to the Beis HaMikdash, we all fear God, and thus all of our division, our separation, and our discord goes away. Thus, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we no longer want this Azus Panim. We no longer want this shamefaced and this brazen attitude. And when we see it, that means that we're so close to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and we see it so clearly in our own days, in our own times. The brazenness, the anger, the discord, the poisonous language that's being used, whether it's in person, whether it's virally, or throughout social media, there's such terrible language that's being used by even our great leaders. Speak inappropriately, wrongly, shamefully, brazenly, angrily. Hiratzim Lefanecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please tell us that this is the end. We are ready for the Beis HaMikdash. Now is our opportunity to really daven and to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shibani Beis HaMikdash B'mher V'yameinu. But the Mishnah doesn't end. V'sein Chalkeinu B'sarasecha. Because now that we've learned Maseches Avos, we've studied the Mishnayos, we understand the critical roles of ethics and character development and character traits, we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me our chelek, give me my chelek, give me my portion of the Torah. I understand so much, I've gained so much for learning Mishnayos Avos. I hope I'm a better person, becoming stronger, more caring, more sensitive, more empathetic. Please, Kadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to have my portion of the Torah. I'm doing everything I can, Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah. Now that I've built my own internal world and I'm becoming a person who's more cautious, careful, and considerate of others, please allow me to have my chelek in Torah, because Derech Eretz, Kadma LaTorah. Once I've reached this point and I know that Boshas Panim, that being shamefaced and being more humble and acting with humility is the place to be, and that's the world of Gan Eden that I could have in this world, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to have my portion in Torah. So as we come closer to the conclusion of Maseches Avos, and certainly Yehuda ben Tema's statement and his tefillah and his prayer is so timely and so true, as we look around the world and we see what's happening, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stop this from continuing. Allow people to flourish and to succeed. Allow their virtues and their characteristic traits to be understood and to be developed and implemented. And once we have that, we will see that Azus Panim LeGehenum, we no longer want that shame face, but rather we, Kadosh Baruch, we pray that those who are acting appropriately and properly will be zocher to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, will be zocher to their chelek in Torah, may come speedily in our days, Shibanei Beis HaMikdash, B'meherav Yameinu, V'sein Chelkeinu B'sarasecha.